Here we are this morning, about 36 hours away from the celebration of Christmas. And this morning's gospel presents us with the beautiful image of the Blessed Virgin Mary making haste to go visit her cousin Elizabeth. And we have this picture of the two of them sitting down, these two pregnant women, one a virgin, the other a woman too old for childbearing, surprised, indeed astonished, by what God is doing in them. Whenever pregnant women get together, they talk about hope. They sit down over coffee or whatever they drank 2,000 years ago and talk about their expectation and their love for this future child that has broken into their life. And so we see in today's gospel the whole inbreaking of God as Savior. Throughout Advent, we've heard the beautiful oracles, the beautiful prophecies of the Old Testament, that this longing for the Messiah, this expectation that God will come and definitively save his people. But it was beyond the imagining of Isaiah. It was beyond the expectation of Micah. It was beyond anything that the Old Testament prophets could think, that God would come himself in human form. No one anticipated such a surprise. And so today we see the Blessed Virgin Mary sitting down, astonished by that surprise, and filled with joy, and filled with hope. The season of Advent and Christmas invites us then to ponder the beauty of Jesus breaking into our lives as Savior. It invites us to further question, what is it that we need to be saved from? What are the habits? What are the attitudes? What are the sins? What are the hurts? What are the sufferings in our lives that we need to bring to the Lord and allow him to heal and to forgive? Because if we don't need a Savior, we won't be surprised this Christmas. If we don't acknowledge the fact that we're insufficient in and of ourselves, then Jesus cannot come in. When we examine Jesus' ministry, it's always to the poor and to the broken and to the sinner that he is drawn. It's as if he goes into a room and immediately looks for the people that are in the corners, on the margins, on the sidelines. And it's to them that he proclaims the good news of his salvation because they know that they need it. The only people that Jesus seems to get upset with in the Gospels are the self-sufficient, those who think they have it all put together, those who are already righteous in their own estimation, those who do not need him. For them, he can perform no miracles. For them, he cannot save because they've closed their minds and their hearts to the new possibility of God acting in a different way or in a fuller way. This whole season of Christmas, then, compels us to celebrate and to ponder the astonishing truth that God breaks through every barrier in order to be one with us. He breaks through the barrier of sin by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. He breaks through the barrier of death by offering us eternal salvation. He breaks through the division between God and us by becoming human. And so we see in Jesus both the fullness of God and the fullness of our humanity united. Today, as at every Mass, we will come forward and receive the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus. And so we take our Lord and Savior away with us this morning. Just as Mary lived her Advent for 9 months awaiting the birth of her child, Jesus Christ, so too within us is this waiting Christ. Within us is this fullness of Christ waiting to be born again in this world. St. Augustine makes the astonishing statement that each Christian who lives his or her faith is a mother to Jesus, that we are called to give birth to Christ anew in this time and in this place. And so this morning, as you come forward to receive the Eucharist, ponder that amazing truth. that the same Jesus Christ who lived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the same Jesus Christ who was born in Bethlehem, the same Jesus Christ who walked the roads of Galilee and preached and healed and died on the cross and rose from the dead, is poised, is ready, is prepared to enter into us. And that we take him back to our homes and to our marriages. We take him back to our children and to our places of work. We take him into this world so that this world can know its need for salvation and the promise of that salvation that is achieved for us beyond all expectation in Jesus Christ. Today we ponder Mary pregnant with Christ. And Mary in turn invites us to ponder ourselves pregnant with Christ. As we have prepared, as we have prayed, as we have moved through these days of Advent, now we are poised to give birth to the Savior through our faith, through our acts of charity, through our participation in the sacraments, through our Christian activity in this world, to sanctify this world and to make it holy, and to go precisely to those places of darkness and sin and death, and to proclaim that a light has arisen, that God has not abandoned us or forgotten about us, but rather is one with us in Jesus. Today we celebrate the breaking of every barrier, that God rushes to us, fills a virgin with the life of his Son, fills an aged woman with the life of that Son's prophet, fills us with that new life of the kingdom of heaven. For that we give thanks and praise to God as we continue to celebrate this beautiful Eucharist.